maintenance crew hasn't shown up yet, and I have an order to get out before midnight. Maybe Doris can help me. Hey, Doris, can you come in here a minute, please? Doris, you got any word yet on when the maintenance crew will be here to fix the condom testing machine? What? They can't come until tomorrow, but I got this order that has to ship by midnight. Oh, all right. Do we have any male interns working today? We do? Great. Get a hold of a bunch of them and send them into my office pronto. Oh, and pick out some guys in different sizes, too. You know, small, medium, large, extra large, and jumbo. Yes, that's right. Thanks, Doris. I knew I could count on you. Great. That's all I need. My production line is falling behind due to everybody being sick with the flu, and now the condom quality control equipment isn't working. But I got it covered. We'll just test these condoms the old-fashioned way before we had all this new equipment. Now, where are these guys? That must be them now. Yes, come on in. Well, where's the rest of the interns? What do you mean you're all there is? I can't manage with just one male intern. I need a bunch of guys in different shapes and sizes for this job. And you're too big. What are you, over 6 inches? 6 feet? Oh, well. I guess I'll have to make do with what I have to work with. Now strip for me. Yes, that's right. Take off all your clothes. Don't ask any questions. Just do what I say. I have an emergency situation here, and you need to help me out. Just think of all the experience you'll be gaining for your resume. Fuck. This will never work. You're too big. Your cock is too big. You see that pile of condoms over there? Well, we have until midnight to test them out for quality control, get them packed up and shipped out to our biggest retailer. And if we can't get the job done, then I'm out of a job. And if I'm out of a job, everybody else is too, including you. So we got to get to work and start testing these condoms to make sure they're strong enough when they're put on a cock that they won't break when they're shot full of semen. I personally designed them to hold up to a tablespoon of semen, too, and we need to test each and every one of them out to make sure they're up for the job. Because I really, really hate failure, especially condom failure. It's so depressing. So, since our testing equipment is on the fritz, you're going to have to fill in. Now start stroking your cock and get it hard for me. Come on, you can do it. Don't let my navy power suit turn you off. I've seen you looking at my big tits and curvy ass often enough. Just pretend I'm not wearing this suit. What do you mean you don't have any fucking imagination? Oh, kids these days. Well, oh God, I don't know what the world is coming to. Fuck. Okay, how about I take off my top so you can look at my bra-covered tits? Will that do it for you? Let's try it. I just take off my power suit jacket and my white blouse. There. Now you can see me in my white lace bra, size 42D cup. Keep stroking. Keep stroking. I think I'm seeing some movement. Fuck. We haven't got all day, you know. You see that pile of condoms over there? We gotta get through that whole pile before midnight. So I would appreciate a little bit more cooperation from you, if you know what I mean. What? Seeing my tits through this bra isn't exciting enough for you? Well, I suppose I could take the bra off. Jeez. There. How's that? I got my bra unhooked, and it's starting to fall off my tits. There. Now I'm totally naked on top, and my big fat tits are exposed to your eyes. Will that do it for you? Well, how about this? Watch while I play with my tits, while I cup them, and squeeze them, and maw them, and suck my nipples. You lock the door, right? Okay. He's stroking your cock. So you get it all nice and big and hard and fat for me so we can test out these condoms. Yeah, that's the way. And it would help if you could leak a little more pre-cum too. These aren't the lubricated types of condoms, you know. This is the type of condom where the guy has to make his own lube. Yeah, I know. But the company was trying to save money, so... Can't you make any more pre-cum than that? We'll never get these condoms on you at the rate we're going. Well, I guess I'll have to help you out by sucking your cock. Come over here by me. I'll sit in my big executive swivel chair, and you can stand in front of me with your cock sticking straight out. Now straddle my legs and get up really close to my face, and I'll give it a little lick. And cup and fondle your balls, too. You're doing better. That's good. That's good. You're doing good, kid. I think you like it. I think you like it when I'm licking your shaft and cupping your balls. Now put your hand on your cock and rub it along the seam of my lips and get my lips all wet with your pre-cum. Hey, that's not my lips. Okay, ew. Now I'll open my mouth for you and let you stick the head in. And I'll give it a little suck. And you just keep poking your cock in and out of my mouth. Like that. And I'll keep sucking the head. And licking your shaft. No, I am not giving you a blowjob. That would be practically illegal, me being your boss and all. All I'm doing is assisting you with quality control and testing. Now stop asking foolish questions and let me get back to work on your cock. Hey, I didn't tell you that you could poke your cock all the way inside my mouth like that and look over my head. I didn't say you could. Get your hands off my tits. I didn't say you could pinch my nipples. You maul my tits? I think your cock is hard enough now that we can try putting on one of these condoms and testing it out. We gotta see if it leaks when you come. That's why I'm sucking your cock, you know, so we can get it hard enough and wet enough to slide on a condom. What do you mean you don't wear condoms? This isn't really sex, you know. I'm not really blowing your cock, you know. I'm doing this for the company. Pull out! Pull out! Let me get that damn condom out of you before you come. I don't care about coitus interruptus or blowjob interruptus or whatever. Don't you dare come until I get that fucking condom on you. Here. I know. Let me wheel my chair over to the pile of condoms and you follow me with your cock. And with all the drool I have in your cock, we'll just tear one of these suckers open and whip it out. The condom, I mean. And I'll roll it onto your hard cock and... No, wait, don't come yet. I don't have the condom on you. No. How can I test the quality? No. God. No. No. Oh, the condom. Fuck, fuck, fuck. You came down my throat, you little fucker. And without a condom. Now what are we gonna do? Again? Already? Okay, but you better not screw it up this time. Is that understood?